I've always been fascinated with the Star of Bethlehem and exactly what that might have been.
Well, we know that Kepler in 602 AD was very well aware of what the Star of Bethlehem was. It was the merger of Jupiter and Saturn in the constellation of Pisces. In other words, two planets came together in the morning sky. In the constellation of Pisces, you could see these two planets brilliantly in the morning, you know, in the dim light of the morning. But that light was so brilliant that when it came to noon, you could still see this a merger of stars in the sky. All the rest of the stars were obviously obliterated by the sun. And that's why the tradition says that the star came to rest over the place where Jesus laid, because it was a star that survived the daylight sun, and you could still see it in the sky at noon. So it came from the morning sky from the east and rose in the sky and stood over the place where Jesus was.
Are you sure it wasn't Venus or Jupiter, something that reflected and was that bright?
Well, I can only respond in this way, that the most credible source for this is Kepler in 602, and he was truly credible. He writes that it was, in fact, Jupiter and Saturn. There are other people that say it was Venus. Those rumors suggest that these mergers took place in 3 BC and 1 BC. That does not coincide with the tax records of Rome. The tax records of Rome say 6 BC, and the only merger that took place in 6 BC was the merger of Jupiter and Saturn. So those who believe that it was Venus and Saturn or Venus and Jupiter are talking about different time periods which do not coincide with the taxation records of Rome.
Okay. Do you believe that the three wise men followed that star to get to the manger?
Well, it was an allegory. It was a comment. It rose from the eastern sky and came and stood over, like I say, it was the only star that survived in the noonday sun. But you got to remember that these Magi fraternity, which, by the way, originated in Great Britain, had been around for 2,000 years before Christ. They were the ones that disseminated the Messiah text, the idea of a Savior being born in the meridian of time, who would heal the sick, raise the dead, die on a cross, and be resurrected 3 days later. They literally had been watching for the Star of Bethlehem for hundreds of years, perhaps even 1,000 years. Some say 1,000. Most scholars would agree at least 300 years prior to the death of Christ, prior to the birth of Christ. They were watching 24 hours a day. They had a team of 12 magi watching 24/7 for this merger to occur. And when it did occur, it alerted the entire magi fraternity, which were infiltrated the entire world, all the way from the emperors in China, all the way into India. The particular wise men we're talking about, one of them came from Persia, one of them came from Saudi Arabia, and one of them came from India. We know that at least one of them is very much came from Arabia, because frankincense and myrrh, which are the two oils that were involved with the healing of women after they've given birth, came from southern Arabia. However, these wise men were very acquainted with the traditions of the Druid or the Magi from Great Britain. We know that Magi means magician, or much like Merlin the magician, the same character we talked about in our last conversation. This particular fraternity had been around since the time of Khufu's building the Khufu pyramid on the Giza Plateau. They had literally been provided three functions in the world. The Magi provided three functions. Number one is that they were wise men or scholars, or I call them college professors. They taught 8 courses of study. Number two is that they disseminated religious information. They disseminated the traditions around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And number three is that their task was to coordinate and effectuate merchant traffic. So these men were rich. These men were fabulously wealthy, because they controlled the trade. They were the ones that sent letters back and forth between the East and the West, and assisted in the merchant traffic all the way from England all the way into China.
Well, did they all converge in Bethlehem at the same time?
The three of them came together. They were in a team of 12 men who were around the clock watching for the Star of Bethlehem.
Okay, so they weren't coming, as we've seen in some movies and episodes, from three separate locations. You're saying they all came in at the same time.
They did, and they came as a team.
All right.
They were sent, and by the way, they brought frankincense and myrrh, but they brought enough gold to keep any family and its posterity wealthy for 100
years. All right.
Years.
Well, what was their real purpose for coming?
Their real purpose for coming was to pay honor to the Messiah.
Well, how did they know?
They knew the Messiah was coming from the ancient prophets all the way back before the flood. These traditions of the coming of the Messiah were things that were known by Enoch before the flood, so, known by certainly by Noah, certainly by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
So this event then, Glenn, though, truly was of biblical proportions then, wasn't it?
It was worldwide. It was known everywhere. In fact, everyone had a... This was so famous that this particular tradition invaded every single other tradition in the world. For example, we talked about the Chaldean or the Babylonian traditions. All of the Chaldean gods were born on or near the 25th of December, and they all were born in a cave, which is coincidentally parallel to Jesus being born in a cave. They were all killed, and they were all resurrected. In Egypt, we have the traditions of Osiris and Isis and Horus, which is the very same tradition of virgin birth, death, and resurrection. In fact, the pyramids were built as resurrection machines. We have similar traditions in the Americas. We have them in China. So this particular core knowledge, this particular core tale, infiltrated every single society. There are people who would suggest that it all came out of Egypt from one single source. Pardon me, Egypt didn't invent this. It's no possible way that they invented it. They were just simply borrowing the tradition, as was everybody else in the world.
Well, I want to know, without having telephones and cell phones and newspapers and the internet, how did this all get out that they would all show up at a given time in a stable in Bethlehem? How did that happen?
It was the brilliant question. Man, you asked the best question, George. It was, in fact, a coordinated effort by the Magi that was centered in Great Britain. The information went from Great Britain and disseminated out through the world and reported back to Great Britain.